You are as unique as a fingerprint. There has never been anybody like you before on this earth, and there'll never be anybody quite like you again. We all have an individual personal presence, some of us stronger than others. However, the good news is that it can be learned, it can be developed, it can be strengthened. And you take somebody like Maggie Thatcher. Now, whether you like her or loathe her, whether you agreed with her politics or not, I'm sure you'll agree that during her time in office, she developed an incredibly powerful personal presence. I remember watching her being interviewed on television, and she was asked about the impact of Thatcherism on Britain, and she gave a really steely answer that was 3 minutes long and sounded like a party political broadcast. However, she finished it with an incredibly engaging smile. It was pure charisma. A personal presence, a strong personal presence, will open doors for us that would otherwise remain closed. It will get us in front of people that we wouldn't otherwise get in front of. It will get us noticed, seen, heard of, and remembered long after we've been in the room. So how can we develop a stronger personal presence? Well, one of the first things to do is to recognise what is actually unique and special about you. And I use that word recognise deliberately because it comes from the word reconnoscere, which means to know again. So the first step on the personal presence journey is to get to know yourself again. And that might sound quite strange. However, by the time we reach adulthood, most of us have received, on average, 225,000 negative messages about ourselves. And those come from the people who are the key people of influence in our lives, the KPIs, our parents, our siblings, our friends, our teachers. Contrast that with just 25,000 positive messages about ourselves in the same period of time. That means that when we receive that 8 out of 9 messages we receive growing up are negative. Is it any wonder that our young people often grow up with low self-esteem, lacking in confidence, lacking direction, not really sure what they're good at or if they're good at anything? Add to that the layers of limiting self-belief that we build up in adulthood through difficult relationships, through bosses that tell us how awful we are, through our experiences, our failures. And is it any wonder that a lot of us bury our unique qualities and hide our light under a bushel? So, starting by recognising your qualities, find the words that best describe those qualities and then use those words again and again. Use them in a strong personal branding statement. Use them in all your marketing material and use them when you're asked, what do you do? And when you're asked to do an elevator pitch. Because the more you use those words, the more you'll believe them. The more you believe them, the more you'll act them out. And as other people hear you using those words again and again, then they will get a real sense of what you're all about and what's unique about you. And when they talk about you and recommend you, they'll use those words. And just think about that word presence. If you break that into 2 syllables, you have pre-sense. And when you have a strong personal presence, people get a pre-sense of you. So when you walk into a room, people sense that you're somebody they'd like to listen to, someone they want to connect with. When you're in the room already, just by your body language and the energy you give off, people also get a sense that they want to connect with you. You would be worthwhile talking to. And people with strong personal presence have a great charisma. And that word charisma is very special. And I want to take a quote from a great article called An Audience with Charisma. When we meet a charismatic person, we are drawn to their aura of specialness as if by magic, imagining that their specialness will somehow seep into our pores as if by osmosis. Thank you.